Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, nós chegamos a ti nesta tarde. Oramos para que este programa possa dar os frutos que tu desejas, Senhor. Abençoa o teu povo, Senhor. Que tragas toda a provisão, Senhor, que tu planeaste, que nada do inimigo possa impedir que o teu povo saia acrescentado, Senhor. Que o teu reino seja consolidado em todas as vidas que estão ouvindo este programa, também naquelas que vão ouvir posteriormente. Nós pedimos a tua graça para sermos instrumentos na tua mão. Abençoa os nossos convidados também, Pai, abençoa a Dani, a Bambi, abençoa o Dr. Terry, que possam ministrar aquilo que é teu. Nós te bendizemos, Senhor, e que tudo resulte para a glória do teu filho, Yeshua. Nós oramos em nome de Jesus. Amém. Amados, agradecemos a presença de todos que estão ouvindo este programa, todos aqueles que têm feito o download, têm se interessado pelos temas que temos procurado abordar neste programa. Hoje temos três convidados que, resumindo, trabalham em dois ministérios. Um que tem sido habitual, o nosso convidado aqui, doutora Dani Mourano, e a sua ajudante do Ministério, a Mami, vão estar aqui testemunhando, ajudando a receber este novo convidado que nós temos. Ele é um ex-detetivo, trabalhou em muitas coisas ligadas com a CIA, com a defesa norte-americana. Publicou um livro juntamente com o Tom Horn, foi quem publicou O Último Papa, o livro que anteveu a resignação de Cardeal Ratzinger como Papa, meses antes. E ele vai estar aqui testemunhando daquilo que tem sido a vida dele e tudo aquilo que ele conhece, que o governo americano, mais amplamente toda a estrutura iluminata, está preparando para a humanidade. Tecnologia que vai permitir o controle total de todos os seres humanos. Mas nós vamos estar com atenção porque o livro já saiu, tem sido tema de muitas conversas na América. Tudo aponta para que, mais uma vez, o Tom Horn, agora com a ajuda do Terry Cook, que é o nosso convidado, terão acertado novamente, porque há um plano para que até 2007 toda a população norte-americana receba um chip de identificação na sua pele. Nós vamos ver os detalhes de tudo isto durante este programa. Fique atento, porque vale a pena saber o que é que o nosso inimigo está preparando. Estaremos dando as boas-vindas também em inglês, todos aqueles que não falam em português. E depois do período de louvor, traremos os nossos convidados para junto de nós. Deus abençoe a todos, estejam orando por este programa para que o inimigo não impeça nada daquilo que Deus preparou. Em nome de Jesus, amém. Brothers and sisters, my family, thank you for your presence live here. Thank you for your time. Today we have a special program. They are always special, but today we have a triple unction. People anointment. We have two guests. We have our brother Danny Morano from the ministry called God is Not Religious. He is the usual guest now here. It is helper Mr. Bambi. They will be here to give a welcome to our new guest. He is a co-author with Tom Horn of a new book called The Beast Tech. He is an ex-former detective, police. His name is Terry Cook, and he will be talking here with the help of Brother Danny and Bambi. What he knows, what the Illuminati structure, the hidden government of the United States and the future world government is trying to improve, to prepare to all humanity. There is a plan until 2017 that all people in America should have a chip implant. And we see in book Revelation that there will be a mark of the enemy. We will hear about these things because for those that are awakening from the matrix, they understand that these are prophetic days that are coming to our existence. So you will hear details about this plan. You will hear from his own experience what he knows about this plan. And you know that Tom Horn has published with Chris Putnam, a book called Petrus Romanus, the last pope, and they have predicted that Cardinal Ratzinger would resign, and a few months after the publishing of Petrus Romanus, it happened. And it seems that Tom Horn has a speciality to prophesize the next happening. So I guess I would bet that this is a prophetic book. So please, for you that live in America especially, pay attention to the words of this man. Pay attention because he is risking his own life, his own career, to bring us warning, to make us try to change the things. So after the praise songs, I will bring our guests. I hope that this time you can hear me fine. If you can give me some feedback on the chat room, I would appreciate that. Know that my sound is okay. If Brother Danny and Bambi and Terry are listening, please pay attention, because in the chat room I will announce you when I will call you. And when I call you, just hold the line, because I will jump you in the program, but only after the songs, okay? So thank you for your feedback. Hope God bless you. Please join me to worship our God, to praise Him, because without Him, we can't do anything. Keep praying for this show, because the enemy will try to stop this, okay? He doesn't like the people of God knows His plans. So keep your praying up with praise, because I know that the enemy doesn't like what we are preparing for the people of God here. May the Lord bless us all. God bless you. Let's pray.
Singers and the teachers to string the perfect words together. But every single time I have to say goodbye, I wonder will this be the last time. I can't call myself your friend and walk away. When we love, we earn the right to speak the truth. When we speak truth, we show the world we truly love. I'm not pointing, I'm holding out my hand. I lay it all on the line now to see God save my friend. Let my life and my words be the proof. I'm gonna love you with the truth. My life and my words be the proof.
no quiero luchar, ya no quiero pelear. Hago a un lado las armas en las que confiaba y te dejo ganar. Me ha vencido tu amor y tu buen corazón. He venido a rendirme a tus pies y decirte te doy el control. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme. Si quieres hoy recibirme, vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte por siempre eres tú mi Señor. Hoy te entrego las riendas de mi corazón. Me cansé de pelear y tu amor evitar. Me di cuenta que pierdo si gano esta lucha contra la verdad. Hasta aquí me alcanzó mi obstinada razón. He borrado la raya que me separaba de tu bendición. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme. Si quieres hoy recibirme, vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte por siempre eres. Señor, hoy te entrego las riendas. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme. Si quieres hoy recibirme, vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte por siempre eres tú mi Señor. Hoy te entrego las riendas de mi corazón.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Bambi, are you there?
Hello, this Bambi. Is Danny.
Hey, Danny, can you call me back on the other line?
I'm only connected because he's called me, Terry. He has to call you. He's going to call you. Are you on with him? Or did you call
this
me?
Is, this is my cell phone number, and I need him to call me on my hard line.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Bambi, and she's going to type it in. What is it, Terry?
509. Can you cut?
509.
Can you cut? Can you cut the noise out?
Brother, I'm not in control of it, unfortunately. He is in Portugal.
Okay, 50. 509-276-7101.
Okay. 509-576-7101.
We got it.
We'll shoot that to him and he'll call you on there.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and have him call me on that number. Thanks, man. Bye.
Okay, brother.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Jose?
Brother Danny? Yes.
Yes.
Danny, how are you?
I'm good, brother. Did you just get the message for Terry? He needs you to call him on a different number.
Okay, I'm going to call to his landline.
Okay.
And I don't have, I think, the right number of Bambi here. Maybe she can give me...
Type him your number.
Again.
Type him your number. She's going to type it in, brother.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm going to call. I'm fine, and you, brother?
Good, brother. Good to hear you.
I'm just going to call Brother Terry, meanwhile. Hold on, please. To bring you all together.
Okay.
Hope it works. Okay. See.
Hello, Terry here.
Hey, brother.
Hello.
Terry,
can you
hear me? You're there.
This is Terry. I'm here.
Can you hear me, brother?
Barely.
Your volume is low, Brother Jose.
Sorry?
Your volume is low.
I can barely hear you, Jose.
What about now?
That's a little better. Can you put the microphone closer to your mouth?
Yes, I'm trying here. Hold on. I am hearing some echo. Can you turn on the computer? Turn the sound of the computer? Or we will have some echo here.
Yep. It must be satellite.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we're not on the computer. We're not on the computer.
Okay.
Nor am I.
Okay, now I can hear you fine, and you.
Yeah, you're sounding better, Jose. How are you?
I'm fine, brother. It's a pleasure for us to have you online with us. Brother, it's a proud for me to have such a courageous man like you that is risking his own career, his own life to warn the people. I will bring Brother Danny here, and I'm trying to reach Bambi also because I want to hear her voice, okay, I have here. So, Brother Danny,
yes.
I want you to conduct the show, okay? I want you to make like this is your show. So you and Terry, just let me introduce Bambi, and then it's your show, okay, Danny?
Okay, my brother.
Okay, just give me, just try to bring also Bambi, as
okay.
I want to hear. Okay, I have here the number now. I think the one that I have before was not correct.
Yes, we have the right number, Jose.
Okay, I'm going to call her. And then I deliver the show for you guys.
Okay,
so... I'm calling now. Let me just talk to Bambi.
Hello?
Hello, Bambi. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jose, how are you?
I'm fine, and you, sister?
I'm well.
Finally, I can hear your voice, sister. It's a pleasure for me to hear your voice. And now I'm going to lend the show to you. But first I want to say to our listeners that we are in the presence, we have the privilege to have two of the most courageous men that I have found in these days in America. Okay? So you better prepare yourselves, my brothers and sisters that are here in the show, and the ones that will hear in the archive, because these people have made a decision to risk to lose everything to serve our Lord. They have everything on His favor if they stay in the system. So I hope that you can hear me. Am I on?
Yes, brother, we hear you. We hear you.
Yes. Yes, Jose, go ahead.
Okay. So please just hear what these people are going to speak here, because it's especially for you that live in America, okay? Bambi, just let me know, how did you come to this adventure with Danny?
That's a long story.
Understatement of the year.
Actually, I was searching myself, you know. I was not happy with the church system. And as I had shared once on the show, that the Lord had allowed me to sit down for 3 years while he got church out of me. And I met Danny through his mother and my mother are very close friends, and I met Danny through our parents and or through our mothers, and he was very helpful in helping me to go through a period of consternation, I would say, where I was with the church. And I had been longing to go deeper into the things of the Lord. And the first time I met Danny, he shared with me about the Noah and the giants and who the aliens truly were. And I was just so blown away. And I said, Lord, this is what I've been praying and asking you for, is for somebody who is deep in the things of the Lord. And I had just finished actually going through ministry school for a year at my church that I was at, and I found that I got really nothing out of it. I was very disappointed. And by that time, I'd been in the ministry over 20 years, and I felt that I was, you know, as they say, you sit in church and you just get fat. And I was not doing anything really I felt of significance to spread the gospel. And I really wanted to do that, and also I just was not comfortable with the spectator style church that we were operating in. And so the Lord, this is a short story, that, you know, the Lord really brought Danny into my life at a very important time, and he does that. When we are seeking him and we are, you know, he brings people into our lives to move us to a different level. And also he puts people into our lives to bring about the destiny that he has for us. So as it is now, I am very honored to be part of the ministry and to be assisting in any way. And I count it a privilege to be serving the Lord. But I don't want to take up too much time, because I know Terry has a lot to share and Danny has a lot to share. So another time I'll come on and tell you more. So I yield to them now.
Okay. Brother Danny, now you are going to present us Brother Terry, okay? And,
okay.
I only will intervene if something happens, and I will give you the time of the show that we have. For now, we have 1 hour and almost 20 minutes, okay? So you have a lot of time to speak to us and to present our new guest.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I'm excited to be with you, Brother Jose, once again, first of all in Portugal and also all the Portuguese satellite places that you've explained to me, Brazil and many other places, East Timor, you told me. And we're just excited, and I know Terry's also excited to be able to reach out. I think that this is very interesting because I see something God is doing, especially with Terry's ministry through this. You know, he's given the clarion call out very, very strongly and very clearly to the United States of America and perhaps Canada. But I think, you know, this is not unique to our area of the world, even though we are, I believe, at the nucleus or at the eye of the storm when it comes to where the treachery is being implemented at this period in history. It's going to affect the whole world. That's why it's called the New World Order. It's not called the New American Order. They call it the New World Order because this Antichrist system desires to usurp all sovereign nations' authority and government and rule over the world. So I believe that the Lord is also bringing Brother Terry's message out beyond the borders of the United States of America. So I'm very excited about this. And particularly where you are, Brother Jose, in Europe, I think Europe will be the first place directly affected after the United States, since the United States of America is merely a daughter of the throne in England and of that whole hypocrisy, which Terry will get into more. I don't know how many of your listeners heard Terry on my show. I've had him on two times. And Terry, I was getting some emails and texts yesterday from people that were still archiving your two shows and were just so excited about the revelation that they were receiving from the stuff you were sharing and telling me, when is Brother Terry coming on again? We got so much out of what he had to say. So we did forward out to the people and let them know that you were going to be on the show with us tonight. So I'm thinking maybe, Terry, for the people who didn't hear you last Sunday when you shared on the subject of communism is truly Satanism in disguise, maybe you could give them a brief overview, and then we'll go further and what you feel the Lord has put on your heart to bring out to the people.
Well, thank you, Jose. It's an honor to be on your show and have so many fine Christians elsewhere in the world listening. America has essentially gone deaf in many respects to the true gospel, and many Christians and churches that are government approved here are catering to the government to continue their approval as non-profit organizations that must be approved by the government in order to continue to operate on a tax-free basis. So there we have money influencing their religious decisions to honor and obey God and the Scripture. And this is how Satan operates, through money, and Scripture clearly tells us that it is not money itself which is the root of all evil. It is the love thereof. Yes. The love of money is the root of all evil. And so what we're watching American Christianity fold under the power of Satan's money system, which is now being set up internationally on a cashless basis, which we call in one of my books, Beast Tech, Mark of the Beast Technology. We call it the entire infrastructure internationally, as you said, Danny. It's not just the American world order; it's the new world order for the whole world. And in fact, you brought to mind. I pulled my original 1994 book off the shelf as you were sharing that with Jose and his listeners, because that's the way I started out the introduction in my book, in my 1994 book, The Mark of the New World Order. It is global, so I'll share that after I honor your request, Danny, to give people a brief two-minute dissertation on what we discussed last week on your show. But, Jose, I'm not so sure that I'm courageous for doing this. I'm just trying to honor what the Lord wants me to do honestly and give him my complete love. You know, when Jesus was here and he was asked which of the commandments was most important, well, he didn't respond to any of the commandments that had all been laid down in Jewish law, in the Old Testament. He didn't respond to any particular commandment. You may recall that he responded in this way. He said, love God with all of your heart and your soul. Love God with all your heart and your soul, and love your brother as yourself. And if you do those things, then of course you'll honor the other 10 commandments. So let's count those as 12 commandments, as it were. So that's what I'm trying to do. Now, there aren't that many people today, there aren't that many remaining people today that are truly sold out to the Lord in that regard. Because again, everything follows the money. That's a famous expression, Jose, in America. The honest people here, when they're trying to describe what has happened to America, most people that are knowledgeable respond in this way: just follow the money and you'll see the root of all evil. And in America, that is indeed the case. And unfortunately, we have a Laodicean church. We have an apostate church that has fallen away. And essentially, in many cases, they've fallen away for the love of money, which is the root of all evil. So there aren't that many people in America anymore that are truly, truly 110% loyal to our Lord Jesus Christ and our God. Now, if you are in America, you will pay, as I have paid, and Danny has paid, and I'm sure Bambi has paid. And Bambi, you were right saying if you go to a typical American church, you just get fat. And the reason you get fat, or fatter, because many Americans already are pretty plump. But the reason you get fatter, perhaps, is because I call American Christianity in general, and I'm saying in general because there are still many fine Christians in America and many fine churches, but there are fewer and fewer of them monthly now. But American Christianity has essentially become a buffet-style church, and by that, I'm not so sure if you have buffets in Europe, Jose. I haven't been to Europe. It's been 25 years since I've been to Europe, but in America, we have food centers where you can go and walk down a line and essentially pick and choose whatever you care to eat for one all comprehensive price. And I'm not sure you had that many of those in Europe, but I think I've coined the phrase that American Christianity has become a buffet kind of Christianity, where they walk down the food line, they pick and choose what gospel they want to hear. And, of course, then they always head for the dessert, and they always head for the cake. And so maybe American Christianity can be characterized as a cakewalk wherein we've all become fat or fatter, as you said, Bambi. Maybe that's a good way to characterize what has happened to America. It's a buffet form of Christianity where you pick and choose and head for the dessert.
Yes, I agree, Terry.
But in the regard that... Danny, in order to answer your question regarding what we shared last weekend, I'm going to read off of the back of my book cover called Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise. Because what is about to happen to America and what has already happened essentially to the world, Jose, is America, since its founding, has been the bastion of Christianity and has been the lighthouse steering the world for Christian evangelism. That's about to end. And it's still in progress, but it's about to end because Satan is now in control of our government from the White House. Now, I don't mean that the man in charge of the White House is the Antichrist, although many have alleged he is or was. I'm not alleging that at all. I'm just saying he's one of Satan's agents, and he's a communist and an Islamic Brotherhood member, and this is why he's purging the White House now of all Christians, all conservatives in the military and in every other agency in America in preparation for a communist takeover. Now, the communist takeover has already occurred in the White House itself from the inside. but soon it will become a literal conquest and a military invasion, followed by an initial World War III event, I believe, and an economic collapse that's been planned for years. So Mr. Obama was groomed for at least 20 years to do exactly what he's doing, and that's bring America into the communist fold globally. Now, if we study communism back to its roots, you know, beyond Lenin, who actually made communism happen, that Karl Marx invented, Lenin simply murdered the Christian Tsar in 1917 and started shooting people and killing people who resisted taking the then Christian Russia into the communist New World Order at that time in 1917, called the Bolshevik Revolution. But beyond that, the whole concept was actually created by many more people than Karl Marx. It's just Karl Marx got full credit for having created communism, even though he started out in a Christian family. And when he went to college and went to Paris, he met a bunch of Satanists, and the Satanists gave him all these ideas about the Communist Manifesto and so on. And Karl Marx got credit for having founded Marxism, communism, socialism, and all that, but it really wasn't him entirely. It wasn't him alone entirely who did it. So many other Satanists contributed to his mental concepts called Marxism, socialism, communism, that were actually implemented by Lenin, who was financed by the international bankers headquartered in Europe, the Rothschild banking dynasty. So, and some of the money that financed the Bolshevik Revolution was moved from a Rockefeller bank in Manhattan, New York, to Europe secretly. And then that was trained along with Mr. Lenin, who was a Satanist, and Karl Marx was a Satanist. Lenin was trained along with $20 million in gold from a Manhattan, New York, Rockefeller-owned bank to finance the Bolshevik Revolution. Let's see. You have to understand that no war happens without money, because weapons cost money, uniforms cost money, politicking for the revolution costs money. It all costs money. And who finances that? The Satanists who run the international economic system, who are now setting up the infrastructure economically called the New World Economic Order globally. So let me give you a brief picture of what's about to happen to America. And then I'll share the introduction of my book that Danny began sharing with you, that I wrote in 1994, that was somewhat prophetic. I don't claim I'm a prophet. I'm certainly not profiting much from it. In fact, a true man of God in America today is not profiting much, if at all.
And we're believing for that to change, brother. We're praying that in.
Okay. So the back of my book, Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise, is very succinct, very to the point, and actually fairly short. So I'll read the back of that 28-page booklet that's available on Amazon.com. If people internationally care to get my books, all they have to do is put in Terry L. Cook on Google or Yahoo or whatever browser they're using internationally. Just Google my name, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, middle initial L-C-O-O-K, no E, Terry L. Cook, and Amazon.com books. If they go to Amazon.com books and put in my name, Terry L. Cook, all 15 of my books, I don't know, 15, 17, whatever I've written over the last 25 years, they're all there. And this one is there too, and it's a 28-page booklet that's 8.5 by 11 inches. It's full size, easy to read, lots of pictures, and pretty much encapsulates or summarizes 25 years of my research and insight into this new world order that's coming soon under the Antichrist. And so let me read that. On the back of my book, Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise, it says this: Communism is Satanism in disguise. It is much more than a mere political system. It is a religious system of devil worship as well. Indeed, It is a new world order of murderous global tyranny under the soon-coming leadership of the 666 biblical antichrist, during which America must be totally conquered, dismantled, and completely enslaved. B. Hussein Obama, and by the way, that's not his real name, that's his alias. His real name is Barry Sotoro. This is his alias. And that's why I don't say Barrick, because I don't respect the man. Yes, he's occupying the White House because he was placed there in a set-up vote. The voting system here is owned by Diebold Voting Company, which is owned by Rothschild, Rockefeller, and all their sub-corporations. And so when we have an election in America, the vote is always skewed by the people who own the system. At the local level, when you vote here in, at the local level in your cities and counties and so forth, those votes are somewhat skewed as well. But in most cases, they're honest votes. However, when the data leaves the local jurisdictions and goes into a massive data center in Manhattan, New York, that's owned by Diebold, which is controlled by Rockefeller, Rothschild, and the other Illuminists, then how many people can even think about the skewing that goes on in such a massively corrupt database as that? Well, so that's what's happened. So I call this, my second paragraph of the back cover of my book says, B. Hussein Obama is a satanically inspired Islamic communist operative whose assigned task is to financially bankrupt and politically destroy America via overspending in all regards, but primarily through Obamacare and the signing of a unlimited executive orders aimed at completely nullifying the U.S. Constitution. Thereafter, Obama will incite a planned revolution planned by the Communist Party for decades, then institute martial law and allow foreign communist UN so-called peacekeeping forces to brutally invade and conquer America. Now, that's the back of my book cover. That's it. That pretty much says it. And we could share a lot more, but I think what's appropriate now is to confirm exactly what Danny said. So how much time do we have before the first break?
Do you take a break, Jose, or do you just go through, brother?
Well, we can make a break in 15 minutes.
In 15 minutes. Terry, let me just open up something that you shared there, forgive me, brother, I've neglected to send to you, but I'm going to send you my book, The American Dream. The Lord gave me that 15 years ago, exactly the things that you said, and you have brought it now from the factual and statistical side of things, and it's very encouraging that the Lord, you know, has been warning us both, and I'm sure some others as well, for the last 15, 20 years about what was about to come to pass. Let me ask you this, because in the interest of Europeans that are listening, Terry, from your educated opinion and experience, do you believe that this, what Obama's agenda that he's carrying out, has already occurred in Europe, or do you think it's something that still has to be implemented there as well?
Good question. Excellent question. Let me address it in this manner. All the nations of the world have now been socialized. However, not all of them have been completely communized. And there is a slight difference. Not much, but here it is. The process of socialization has already occurred in Canada. With all due respect to Canadians, they've pretty much been a socialist state since 1950 and onward, under, of course, the control of the European powers. The United States has resisted it since the 50s, but now it's happened. It's taken them a few decades. But now it's happened. So it's been
socialized as well. Essentially, all of Europe already had been and has been socialized. So here is the difference between so-called socialism, which Lenin said he was, which Gorbachev said he is, still is, a socialist, and which Karl Marx said he was. Okay? The difference is this, and it's really pretty easy to understand if you've studied for 25 years, like you and I, Danny. The difference between socialism and communism is just very simple. Socialism is the long-term process of preparing people for the troops to come in and start slaughtering us, which is communism. You see, so it's taken communists since 1917, and by the way, Hitler got a bad rap appropriately for having killed millions of people during his brief reign. But communism, called National Socialism, and by the way, Hitler called Nazism National Socialism as well, okay? And even the acronym Nazi meant National Socialism. So Hitler called himself a socialist by definition, and Lenin called himself a socialist by definition. And to bring about socialism, i.e. communism, in its final form in Russia, they began slaughtering millions of their own people, including their own farmers, so that the people would starve to death. Well, Hitler did the same thing, and they both called themselves socialist. Hitler said he wanted a new world order. Lenin said he wanted a new world order. Karl Marx said he wanted a new world order. Satan wants a new world order. The international bankers want a new world order. Obama said he wants a new world order. The president before him said he wanted a new world order. The one before him, a new world order. The one before him, a new world order. George Bush Sr. said it 200 times. Reagan even mentioned the new world order when he was in power. And going back to World War I, Woodrow Wilson wanted a new world order, initially through the League of Nations, which was the first big attempt internationally at world government. Didn't make it, so the New World Order was postponed till World War II when Franklin Delano Roosevelt pushed the New World Order. He knew the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was coming. He let it happen so that it would force Americans into war, and that would be the final stage of putting the New World Order in place, because it would advance technology. It would give us airplanes and aerospace and all the things that had to happen beast tech-wise in order to bring the Antichrist to power so that he could control the whole world. So now back to the difference, or back to the definition or the difference between socialism and communism, definitively speaking. Socialism is the mental process of brainwashing people and getting them ready for communism. Socialism is the soft revolution. Okay? Now, Lenin used the hard revolution, but Karl Marx used the soft revolution. Long before Lenin actually started shooting people, Karl Marx began brainwashing people with Marxism, i.e. socialism. And that set the stage, of course, for the revolution called the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. And by the way, that happened in October. October is a satanic month, and the international bankers who plan such events always do so in the most evil month that Satan enjoys, which is October.
Wow.
So the communists today even brag about their October Revolution and their May Days, which they just had, another satanic holiday.
Go ahead. Finish your thought, and then I have
a question. So the difference between socialism and communism is philosophical in the sense that socialism is the brainwashing phase, which brings forth the conquering of targeted nations, and then the communism
brings in the troops who start slaughtering people who resist communism, the New World Order, which is Satanism in disguise. So I hope that allows people to better understand what communism truly is. Now, if we go to the Bible, it defines Satan's job description quite clearly. Now, you have to understand, Hitler was a Satanist. He literally worshipped the devil. Lenin was a Satanist. He literally worshipped the devil. Karl Marx was a devout Satanist. He literally worshipped the devil. So you see, let's get this clear. The communists are preparing the world for a communist new world order. They call it socialism. Same thing, except with the minor difference I just defined. But who's really behind all this? Satan. Because by definition, the Bible gives him the following job description. John 10:10. Satan comes to kill, rob, and destroy. Jesus supplemented that satanic job description by saying that Satan is the father of all lies and a murderer and has been so since the beginning. Now, there's no mercy in Satan. There's no truth in him. And he comes to kill, rob, destroy, murder, and he's the father of all lies. Communism, created by Satanists, comes to kill, rob, destroy, lie, and murder.
Yes.
So you see...
Terry, one of the subjects that you brought up there, I want to hit on this because this is really in people's faces through the media right now, through the compromised media that people are watching and thinking they're getting real news from. You brought up the concept of soft power and hard power, you know, like power politics was traditionally associated with hard power, and the soft power was associated with this brainwashing that you're talking about that occurred not only in the general public through the media, but even more strategically and more influential through the universities for the past few decades.
Yes.
So Samuel Huntington, I don't know if you're familiar with his writings, but he's actually a secular historian. He died recently, but he wrote several books. One, the most notable, was called The Clash of Civilizations.
Yes,
and he
I have a copy of it.
Yes, so he brought out the same points that you're bringing out from a historical and academic viewpoint, talking about how soft power is merely the gasoline for the, you know, for the vehicle of the hard power, what you just said. Now, here's where I want to get at the true depth of intrigue here, because you brought out a great point about how Hitler and Lenin were basically serving the same ideology, satanic ideology, yet to the public, they appeared to be totally at odds with one another. And in the same way, again, Nazism and communism appeared to be at odds with the bankers that you mentioned who were located in the United States of America. And I always found it weird that after World War II was finished, those three power centers were pictured at sitting together, Roosevelt, Stalin, and who was the other person that was there when they were finished with World War II? I guess it was the British. But anyway, they were all in cahoots together to do this thing. And now we're watching this being played out again, where there's this circus going on in the media, making it to appear as if Obama is putting up a stiff resistance to Putin, and they're having this back and forth. But yet at the same time, like you've revealed here, Obama is their mole. So it's a big game, and I think if people really need to understand the depth of this intrigue and the fact that you're linking this to the true root of it, which lies in the satanic organizations behind them, and the biggest satanic organization behind them is linked up in Rome. That's where they all meet. They all meet in the Vatican. And, of course, you have the Freemasons and the Illuminati and Skull and Bones and all this other stuff, but ultimately... you see the connection. So there's a link. There's no break in the chain. Can you elaborate a little on that, Terry?
Well, you're absolutely right. And the other person you didn't mention was Churchill. And so we
That's
had
who
Stalin,
I meant, yes.
Yeah, we had
Churchill into the fray, and then, of course, the American leaders who simply marched to the beat of the same drummer. And again, this is all confusing because of the political labels, and that's why I think the Lord has given me such a clear understanding that set aside all the political labels for a moment and think who originated all of these political concepts. Let's go back even further. Since the Garden of Eden, 6,000 years of world history, every evil dictator throughout world history has been a Satanist and worshiped the devil in one form or another via false gods and so forth. So, and every world leader for 6,000 years has come to kill, rob, and destroy, and therefore, by definition, they are Satanists, even if some don't even know they're worshiping Satanists, Satan literally. They're still Satanists because they conform to his job description. Good people don't kill, rob, and destroy. People who follow Satan kill, rob, and destroy. You see? So that's his job description. Now, once you understand that, you go back 6,000 years, regardless of what you call it, you know, Caesar and Rome or Genghis Khan or whatever, they were mass murderers and evil Satanists. So now this new world order then will be the culmination, the final assembly, as it were, of all the evil isms that have existed throughout world history. All the evil isms throughout world history will be combined into this final world government under the Antichrist. Because, see, this is his final act. This is the devil's final act through his incarnate son, the beast man of the apocalypse, whose number is 666. So in my book, Communism is Satanism in Disguise, I clearly define all these ism terms without getting into a lengthy dissertation. But I'm trying to make this very easy to understand. So let me just quote from page 9 of my book again, Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise. And I say, please allow me to make this very clear. Progressivism, and by the way, Danny and Bambi and Jose, that's the new term in America that's being used to disguise communism. They're called progressives now. And wow, the reason they're called progressives is because they progress through deception, which is the devil's major game as well. You see? So now, progressives in America are communists in disguise, are socialists in disguise. Is there any difference? No, and that's why I defined it. But there is a slight difference in the sense that it's still, as we discussed, Danny, the soft portion of the revolution. The hard revolution is about to come, and that's where the tanks, the guns, the airplanes, the bombs come in and take over a nation, conquer a nation through full-spectrum dominance attack, basically a blitzkrieg, a surprise attack, an overwhelming attack. Then they come in and they start shooting and killing people. And by the way, let me mention this. Communism has killed roughly 200 million people in order to achieve its satanic goals. 200 million or more. Nobody really knows due to mass graves. I mean, who's taken account of all the people that were shot, killed, and tractored into mass graves and so forth? But estimates come to the reality of roughly 200 million people. Now, Hitler killed quite a few fewer than that, and he got a bad rip. And we're still watching programs about Adolf Hitler today on television, but nobody's talking about the communists having killed 200 million people because the communists have now taken over on the soft revolution, and then the hard revolution, the invasion of communist troops and tanks and guns and AK-47, that's about to happen.
That is a very strong point, Terry, very strong point, because, you know, I never even thought about that. It is redundant. I mean, you see these films over and over and over about Nazism. Is this perhaps, like you're saying, a deflection?
Yes.
Because very rarely do you see anything anymore. Why? Because they sold the lie on the surface that the Cold War is over and all this other stuff. And maybe you can tell the people quickly too, Terry, what you shared on our show last week about what the communists did on our land, how they came to inspect our missile sites and stuff like that.
Yes, and we're about to go to our break. I think Jose said 15 minutes, but let me read this, and then when we get back from the break, I will certainly share the newspaper articles we discussed last weekend. So what are all of these isms that are going to be combined into this New World Order-ism under the son of the devil himself? And that'll be a counterfeit of how Christ came as the Son of God to save the world. The son of the devil is now incarnate. He's here now, probably about to be delivered by a UFO fleet in the very near future, but he's here now. He's alive. He's of age, and he's about ready to take power. And he'll be the son of the incarnate devil himself in a man's body to counterfeit how Jesus came as God in a man's body, Emmanuel. So the son of the devil is doing nothing new. He's just counterfeiting everything Scripture talks about and has talked about and will talk about in prophecy. So let's define this thing so that people can understand through all the deceptive mechanisms, the soft brainwashing and the hardcore revolution that's about to come. Let's define quickly what this New World Order is. All these terms mean the same thing, so I'm going to define them. Progressivism, which is the most common term in America being used today. However, the term was coined back in the 30s. It's not a new term, but it's a new concept to most people in America, and they use this term in order to not have to use the term socialism or communism anymore because it's deceptive, but it's really communism. So progressivism, socialism, communism, liberalism, leftism, Islamism, fascism, democratism, neoconservativism, new ageism, Buddhism, other isms, etc., are all equally synonymous alternative terms for disguised Satanism. And the world government that's coming will be global communism, which is Satanism in disguise.
Fantastic, Terry. Fantastic.
If you want to take that break, take a five-minute break.
Let me just read that before the break. Let me leave this, too, because you mentioned the UFOs, Terry. You know, I brought out in my book, God is Not Religious, and also in the new one, Who Are the Aliens, who the founders of this intrigue and war and weaponry and all that stuff were. This began with the fallen angels who came from the heavens, the rebellious sons of God, who mated with human women and produced the Nephilim giants and the hybrids, which we believe is happening again in our generation, as Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be, the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So, on the spiritual side, this confirms what Terry's saying on the natural side, that these have been the social engineers, so to speak, of this tyranny from 6,000 years ago, just like Terry said, from the very beginning of time. These rebellious sons of God, these celestials, came down and created extraterrestrials through their mixing their celestial seed together with the seed of the woman, creating, you know, their evil progeny, and that has been going on since the beginning of time, all the way through Tower of Babel, on through all these wicked, you know, Babylonian, Egyptian, you know, Greek, Roman, on and on, and now American empires, all coming from the same root. And so, you know, I really think that the Holy Spirit is trying to lay the axe to the root of the tree, like John the Baptist said, you know, to where the origins of these things come from, because people are so focused on the surface, they're looking at the leaves and the branches, but they don't understand the root system. And that's what we're trying to bring it out. It's a two-sided coin. You know, just at the beginning, the angels mixed with the humans. You have the same thing. You have angelic tyranny, fallen angelic tyranny from the heavens, mixing with human sinful nature to cause this corruption. Jose, I'll turn it over to you, and then we'll come back.
Okay, we do a 5 minute break to hear a song that I hope that will help our listeners to recover from all this information. Before we go there, I want to make something here that I think will help our listeners to put the mind in the right position, okay? What our brothers are trying to explain is that the enemy, Satan, and his hybrid children, these half humans, half demon people, they are ruling on the behind the curtains of all the governments in the world. What these brothers
yes.
are trying to say is that all kind of political systems are being used to make war against the faith in Jesus Christ, okay? Even if it is a false democracy like the one that is in the America now, even if it is Islamism, even if it is communism, what we are assisting now is a true effort of Satan or to kill, to destroy all kind of true faith in the kingdom of God, okay? They are trying to use all kind of technologies and justification to make the people dependable of them, of their rules, okay? So, I think it's my personal opinion that what is being the cause of the delay, constant delay of the flame, of the flames of the Illuminati, is the true Christians that still are among the military and the political areas in America. Okay, that's the last obstacle I think that Satan has to get rid is the true sons of God. They are still serving God with an honest heart in the military position. Okay? That's why Obama is trying to make a purge. He is trying to make a real purge in the military, in the political system in America. Because he needs to get rid of these people. So, it's my opinion that the true Christians of God, have an opportunity now to take a position. Because it's not in the churches, it's not in the congregations there will be salvation. Congregations in this moment, not of them, but the those that don't change their mind, will be truly camps of concentration, like Auschwitz, or the true sons of God. We must take position now to defend values. I want to give some examples. In Brazil, in this moment, there will be a World Cup, soccer World Cup in next month, I think. The government, the leftist government in Brazil, are making rules like this. The prostitutes will have around $2,000 by month to prepare to receive the tourists given by the government. Those that are in jail, they have around $500 by month paid by the government just for staying there. And
you're breaking up, Brother Jose.
I've lost you, Danny. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah, why don't you take a break, Jose, and check out what you're using there, because you're breaking up and you're still a little difficult to hear.
Okay, what about now?
You're still broken, Jose.
It's muffled. It has a muffled quality to it. I don't know if it's the mic you're using, but a lot of people are writing in on the saying that you're muffled and they can't hear you very well.
Okay, we'll make a break now and I'll try to continue later.
Okay, I'll be off the air for 5 minutes. Danny, are you still there?
Terry, I'm here.
If you can talk Jose into playing my song, Come to Christ, that would be nice. If it's too difficult, don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know how he would get a hold of your song is the problem.
You can just email him the MP3.
There is power. She tried to send it to him and he couldn't get it. Listen, Terry, I don't know. Are you busy tomorrow night?
No, I can. Do you want to do another program?
Yeah, I'm thinking of bringing you on because, to be honest, you know, we only got a little bit of time here to cover things, and maybe we can pick up tomorrow night if you're willing to come on with me again.
Yeah, 4 o'clock my time, right? Sure.
Exactly. And I'll just let you roll. You just pick up from where you left off last week.
Okay, and Danny, I'd like to talk to you also about you and I pairing up to do... I really need a booking agent, and if you have any influence at all where you could get us into 500-person organizations to speak, you and I could put on... And then my friend in Seattle, Dr. Jonathan Anson, could put on a... We could put on a weekend conference once a month until we're all arrested.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds good. We've been pumping it down here. We want to do a conference down here this year, and you're definitely one of the main names on that ticket too, brother.
Well, I tell you, I'm not doing any more conferences like Prophecy in the News in that cakewalk, fat church Christianity. I'm done with all that. I told you so. If you know a lot of hardcore people that want to hear the truth, Danny, and you can put it together, let's do it.
Well, that's all I'm looking for, too, brother. We're fishing in the same ocean.
All right. I'm going to be gone for 3 minutes. I'll be off the air for 3 minutes, okay?
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
Let me know if my sound is okay.
Yes, we can hear you, Jose. There's just a muffled quality. I don't know if it's the microphone that you're using or whatever. Just try to speak as loudly and as close to the mic as possible. It's very bassy and muffly. Like you're in a tunnel, like you're speaking in a tunnel. We're going to pick up this conversation also tomorrow night. Terry has agreed. We talked off air, Jose, on my show tomorrow night. So if you want to join us, then we can we'll pick up on that too. And if your people want to, you know, join us as well, then Terry will have more time to get into some more of what he has to share. So we're going to pick up the conversation also tomorrow night, Eastern Standard Time in the States from 7 to 9 on God Is Not Related. Okay,
I have put the link already on chat room and you post it again. But before you go on, brothers, we still have around 30 minutes. I was saying that in a few words, what Brother Terry is trying to tell us is that everything is being used against the state in view of Christ. Okay? Political system will be technology, will be money. So what the really Christians must make now is a decision. Do not participate in this kind of thing. Okay? The only thing that is delaying the agenda of the Illuminati is the sons of God that still are in the army of the United States, in the political area. They are truly people that have compromised their lives with Jesus Christ, okay? But they are being purged. Obama is purging the Christians, okay? So I want to say that our salvation is not on church, not on congregation. It's in our hearts to have compromise with all the things. Church that still compromise with false teaching, with half truths, with manipulations of Bible to get money from the faithful, they will be transformed in concentration camps like the Nazis. Okay? The first Christians that they will follow under the system of the Antichrist is those that are compromised with false pastors, with false kingdoms of God. I don't know if you want to take from here, Brother Ben, but the Brother Terry talked about the church being compared to the Laodicean church, right?
The
world church. Okay.
Yes.
Tomorrow we will have a guest here. He's called Ken Johnson. We will make the show after your show, Brother Ben. And we will bring a lot of text that was stolen from the Bible, okay? He's a scholar. He's a master, okay? His name is Ken Johnson. And I have
I know. I've seen his book.
Yes, and I have here one of his texts that was stolen from the canon. It's the epistle to the Laodiceans from Paul. And
yes.
It says, I will put the link here, and it says in this epistle, Paul says this, "And what is best, my beloved, rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, and avoid all filthy lucre." So, when we see this, Paul, and being stolen from the canon, and then we read in the Revelation what happened to the church of Laodicea, we have a mirror for these days, okay? People that compromise with filthy lucre, like the false teaching of Titan, Christian Titan, will be the first victims of this system. Okay, so please leave this Babylon, because you only get the power of the Holy Spirit outside of this Babylon. Okay, brother, take it from here.
Yes. Let me quickly respond by saying those who are interested in really getting into that, in other words, the nature of the false doctrine that has
dominated the church, and it has brought the church chasing after money and moving away from the true gospel and into the doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. I recommend you to read my book, and I'm going to send it to you, Jose. I'm going to send you a copy of this book. It's called The Sinner's Prayer Gospel. Am I Really Born Again? The Sinner's Prayer Gospel, Am I Really Born Again? From the beginning, you mentioned the Apostle Paul, and I don't want to take too much time here because I want Terry to be able to talk. The Apostle Paul brings out in his writings about these things because false doctrine is always associated with the spirit of greed. It's always. Throughout all time, but let's just deal with the church here. From the first generation of the church, Paul and Barnabas and the other brothers, Peter as well and John, were dealing with people who came in through a side door. Jude called it coming in through a side door, and they hide in your love feast, he said, and they act like they're one of you, but they're Satan's wolves in sheep's clothing. They are always about money, and that's what we see going on in this Laodicean church. Also, they have the spirit of what Jesus refers to in Revelation as the spirit of the Nicolaitans. These are those who set up hierarchical, false hierarchical religious structures and institutions in order to control the people once again to have their allegiance and ultimately to have their money. We have the same thing going on here. So these two things are running parallel with what Terry is talking about on the logistical, military, governmental, societal front. You have within the church the false doctrines of demons and seducing spirits, the spirit of greed and self-worship and self-preoccupation that is ruling people and causing them to take their focus off of Christ, put their focus on themselves and on the pleasures of this world. And that's what they're concerned with. So that's Satan's deception within the church. His deception outside is what Terry's talking about through these governmental structures and policies and military strategies and all that. Within the church, Satan is working through the doctrines of demons and seducing spirits, bringing people into another gospel. And whenever it's about another gospel, it's always ultimately about money. Terry mentioned that. He said it's all about the dollar bill. You know, it's about chasing the money. So we can get into that on, you know, another time in detail, but I recommend your listeners to get my book, The Sinner's Prayer Gospel, Am I Really Born Again? Because I break that down. We are not preaching the real or true gospel in this false institution of Roman origins called the church in this country and also in the other countries. Terry, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, brother. Jose,
well,
did you have something else, or can I let Terry?
Yes, I will pass to Terry in a minute. I just want to say that we have 20 minutes. And just to energize what you have said, Brother Benny, I want to,
yes.
This is not a program to make fear. It's a program to warn and to wake up people, okay? So,
yes.
There's nothing new here because Satan always used the same tactics, okay? Israel,
yes.
The people of Israel, always went to war against other nations. They were from Satan. They were surrounded. They have to fight between sides, okay? They were surrounded. So do us now. Now the church, the real body of Christ, is surrounded. But there is one that is bigger with us, okay? But only if we don't have sin, if we don't enslave ourselves, and if we don't feed the enemy, okay? Brother Ted, go on. Now you have 20 minutes, okay?
Well, that was a great summation, from both of you, Jose, as and Danny's summation was right on the spot regarding what's happened.
Sir.
And we are indeed in the last days where doctrines of demons and everything
are prevalent virtually everywhere inside the church. Is it, Jose, there's a new movement that the devil has in American churches now called the emerging church. And, of course, that's just one new aspect of the doctrine of demon of deception. And, of course, you can name the New Age movement. You can name every other false ism. But one of the most emerging concepts to take over American Christianity is the so-called capitalized emerging church, along with several other things, including the Islamic movement into American churches that want to consolidate Christianity with Islam. That's like trying to mix oil and water, and we know what Scripture says about that. But I think the best way, since we only have about 10 minutes left, did I hear him correctly say we have about 10 minutes, Danny?
No, we have 19 minutes.
We have 19 minutes. Oh, I thought you said we had 13 minutes left. Thank you. Let's get to the bottom line, if I may be so bold as to help people define exactly what all this means spiritually. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're with me online, if you're at home and you have your Bible, please turn to your King James Version of Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. It's a short chapter, but it pretty much says everything we need to know about what's coming in the very near future regarding this new world order. It also very clearly defines the structure of the new world order and how the mark of the beast will be implemented, what it will cost people to refuse it, and it, basically the bottom line is it's all about souls. For 6,000 years, Satan has wanted every individual's soul for 6,000 years. And now it's going to culminate in a final 3.5-year period that the Bible calls the Great Tribulation, and of course, the whole 7-year period is just generally referred to as the tribulation, but the final 3.5 years where the Antichrist moves into a newly rebuilt temple, declares himself God and sits on the throne, that's what finalizes everything leading to Armageddon and will force upon people the mark of the beast. So Revelation 20 clearly defines that process and who's in charge of it. So Revelation 20, verse 1 says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And this angel," in verse 2 says, "he laid hold on that." Now listen to these descriptions, these terms that are used to describe Satan, Lucifer. So, "and he laid hold of that dragon." Let me stop right there. Danny, what is the national symbol of Red China right now? A dragon. See how it all fits together? See how it all fits
Absolutely.
Together?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then it says, "and he laid hold on the dragon, comma, that old serpent, that snake in the Garden of Eden." Now, let me stop right there. What do all the gray UFO aliens look like? Reptiles.
Yes.
Serpents.
Serpent seed.
How about the Mayan calendar? They have snake images, serpent images engraved on the mountains around that area. And, of course, they falsely prophesied that the whole world would end in December of 2012. It's going to end, but it wasn't going to end back then. And I was asked to go on television and make that statement. And I said, no, it won't end. And everybody was caught up in that craze. They wanted me to make that statement. One television network refused to have me on because I wouldn't say that the world was going to end in December of 2012. However, I did make it on to H2 History Channel's Countdown to Apocalypse. And by the way, I just sent a copy of that to Mary for her to watch and for her to give to Bambi and Danny. So you guys can watch a copy of that I did in November of 2012, Countdown to Apocalypse.
Okay.
So everything that Scripture says about Satan's people has happened or is happening presently. So let's go to verse 2 again. "And he laid hold on that old dragon," which is a symbol of national communism in China, "that old serpent,"
that snake in the Garden of Eden. And by the way, the snake is the symbol of the American Medical Association. You know, the snake's crawling up the post, the pole, for the American Medical Association. And the American Medical Association was founded by Rockefeller, who's a Luciferian. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. And what you mentioned, it's been in the Americas for a long time, because you mentioned the Mayans and the Aztecs, and their god was Quetzalcoatl, who is the feathered serpent.
Yes. Yeah. So rather than use all of those terms that you mentioned correctly, I just try to make it succinctly simple. You see, instead of saying all the names those phony satanic religions have given their snake gods, I just call it what it is, a serpent or a snake, you see?
That's right,
And it's easy to understand if you just read Scripture and truly believe the Word of God, because the Word of God is the Spirit of God. The Word of God was God, is God, and it became flesh. The Word of God became flesh in Jesus Christ, John. So let's go through that verse again. Verse 2 said, he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, the millennium. And then let's talk about what the Antichrist is going to do, and it says it in verse 3 and 4. Okay? So basically, during the millennium, when Christ returns to stop Armageddon and restore earth, that only God's people will be with him there. Satan will be thrown into prison for 1,000 years, and at the end of that 1,000 years, he'll be released for one final battle. Do we understand that? No. But I think that war, that final war after the millennium, is covered in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and I believe that war is called the war between the sons of light and the sons of darkness. I believe that that book in the Dead Sea Scrolls may cover that war, that final war after the 1,000-year millennium is over. Then the whole earth and the whole universe, this old world order under Satan, is wrapped up and thrown into the lake of fire with Satan, and we saints go off with God and Christ into a new heaven and a new universe that God's created for us, and we'll be with him forever in our new mansion. I can hardly wait for that. But so the dragon, the serpent, the snake, is devil and Satan. Okay, now he's cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years and into satanic prison, as it were. Okay, but now let's go to verse 4, which describes the sequence of events the Antichrist will use to implement his mark of the beast on people. Because you have to understand now, it's this whole system that's coming is global communism, global government. Scripture says the Antichrist will lead that global government. So you must understand that communism is really Antichristism or Satanism in disguise, and this is why communists have always focused on murdering Christians and Jews. They murder everybody, but primarily Christians and Jews, because it's Satan who's directing them to kill them. So now let's go to verse 4 of Revelation 20. It says, I saw the thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So clearly, there will be some believers here at mid-tribulation point, as most Christians call it, because some people will refuse the mark. Now, if they refuse the mark, they must clearly be ordained by God to believe in Christ. Otherwise, they wouldn't refuse the mark.
Very good point, brother. Very good point.
Okay, so now, where am I in that regard? Do I believe in the rapture? I don't know. I hope it happens yesterday, because I don't want to be here to lose my head. Christians in America have already tried to get my head a few times, and most recently at a prophecy conference.
You've been initiated, brother.
Yeah, well, they shaved my head. That's why I'm bald. And but you know, the blade hasn't yet reached my neck, but it's coming. Okay, so clearly, this is a battle for souls, and the Antichrist will tell you that you must worship him. This is the sequence of the Mark of the Beast. I have people, Danny and Jose, and Bambi, I have people all the time, they say, well, Terry, what if I'm knocked out and they put a chip in my right hand? I said, that's not the Mark of the Beast. What do you mean? I said, it isn't just mechanical, okay? It's a subsequent event that will happen to you after you've been ordained into Satan's New World Order. First, you must consciously decide to worship the devil, but he will coerce you into doing so by saying, listen, you won't have a job, you can't buy and sell, you can't own a home, you can't be in my New World Order, my global government system, you'll be an outcast, you can't do anything. Furthermore, if you choose not to join my system, I'll cut off your head.
Yes.
Okay. So clearly, there will be some people, when he comes to power at mid-tribulation, sits down on the throne and honestly declares himself the satanic god for the New World Order and reveals who he is, there'll be some people that are still going to be here that believe in Christ. Otherwise, they would have been deceived into believing he's the Messiah for the New World Order, the false Christ, the snake god. But since they will refuse his mark, they'll be beheaded. So Scripture is clear about that. There'll be some believers here when the Antichrist sits down in his throne. Now, commonly we refer to that in America as the mid-tribulation point. And some people will lose their heads for refusing to worship him and refusing to take the mark of the beast so they can buy and sell. But the way I see things going, gentlemen, and Bambi, is I see it being a twofold process, literally also, spiritually, yes, as well, primarily. It's about your souls. So the devil wants you to worship him, and he's going to force you to do so by saying, listen, you know, if you don't worship me, you can't be a part of my New World Order, and I'm going to kill you. I'll take off your head. 99% of the people will take the mark, and I hate to say this, I think the majority of American Christians may end up taking the mark out of ignorance and stupidity because they're phony cakewalk Christians. They're not real Christians, and I don't think they can endure any persecution whatsoever. And what's coming in America, Jose, I clearly define as persecution, prosecution, and execution. Persecution is starting. Persecution is starting. They don't want to believe it, Danny. They're going to get it anyway. And this is what I said at the prophecy conference, and I think this is why they pulled my airing of my lecture, because I first said that there'll be persecution, prosecution, and execution, and for the pre-trib rapture crowd, that's unacceptable, and you get fired for it.
Well, brother, that's in all honesty, that's the beginnings of the apostasy that Jesus talked about, and that's really light fare persecution compared to what you're talking about. But the Holy Spirit is breaking up this fallow ground, and he's going to release the truth. And I'm presently working on a new book called The Rapture, The Escape Plan for the Church in Retreat. And God has me bringing out the realities that are in the Scripture to reveal the truth of the erroneous nature of this false doctrine. And it's time for us to stand up. And, you know, many say, oh, well, this is a secondary doctrine and it's not that important. We can disagree. But look at all the things that you're connecting it to, Brother Terry, when you're speaking.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
saying this is just like you're saying the mark of the beast is not just a physical chip that's going to go into your hand, but it starts rooted in a rebellious, lukewarm heart that has to accept that. In the same way, we have the same situation with these erroneous doctrines of rapture and prosperity and selfism and all these other compromises. It starts in the heart. Jesus said sin starts in the heart and then produces itself outwardly. And so it's not a secondary issue.
I lost you, Danny. You're gone.
Yes, I've lost him too.
Jose, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
What I was going to say is this, you know, it's not a secondary doctrine, for instance, the rapture, because it is connected to this selfish, cold-hearted escapism that Christians, American Christians in particular, have been practicing. And I know, Terry, that you also sense this at this conference, unfortunately. There's almost this arrogant, flippant attitude of, well, it's too bad for all those poor people that are going to be left behind. We're out of here. This is not the heart of Jesus. Jesus would never take this kind of attitude. Even if that were to be the truth, we should be on our faces crying and weeping for those who would be left to endure this. And just food for thought, and I bring this out in the book, and you guys will get a chance to read it. It'll be out soon. Terry, you're talking about people's attitudes in the church right now, how lukewarm they are, how they're not willing to suffer even inconvenience in the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
How is it that overnight, when everybody flies away, all these people that have been raptured, that overnight, without any Christians around, and they also preach that the Holy Spirit goes with the Christians back to heaven, Christians, no Holy Spirit, total delusion that the Lord allows to come on the world through the Antichrist and the false prophet, plus the persecution of not being able to buy, sell, trade, eat, get medical attention, any of these things. Overnight, these people who could not have been bothered with Christ all of a sudden go through this incredible transformation and are willing to put their heads on a chopping block and die for Christ. It just defies logic.
Sorry to interrupt. We have 3 minutes left. I want to give 1 minute to each other to endorse us to the show tomorrow, and we continue tomorrow. So I give 1 minute to each of one of you.
Okay, 1 minute,
Brother
quickly.
Terry.
1 minute quickly. Thank you, Jose, for having me. It's been an honor, sir. Thank you, Danny. And Danny and I are going to do another program tomorrow night. But quickly, let me just say that this thing called the Mark of the Beast is exactly what you said, Danny, is a good synopsis, a good summation. It is a spiritual thing. The devil wants your soul. He's going to coerce you into compliance with the New World Order with military help and a bullet to your head and a guillotine blade to your neck. So this thing is going to force you to either accept Christ fully, reject the devil, and lose your head. Okay? Or worship him. Now, that's the first decision. Secondly, then he seals you with his chip in the hand so you can buy and sell in a cashless society. Then the Islamic seal goes in your forehead. Because the Islamic religion will end up being the global religion for the Antichrist, and currently they're the major so-called religion that whacks off your head with a sword as an infidel if you refuse to believe in that false satanic system, which is Satanism in disguise.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah. I would just come on top of that and say, you know, for our listeners, you're hearing the Holy Spirit draw you. And you're hearing the cry of that angel in Revelation. We've been talking about Revelation a lot tonight. You're hearing the call of that angel who flies through the heavens and he yells out concerning this mystery Babylon system. That's what we're talking about. The great harlot who seduces the earth to worship the devil and the Antichrist and the false prophet and his image. You're hearing that angel cry out to you, "Come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sin, and receive not of her plague." And this is what the Holy Spirit is crying out. He's saying, my true people, my true remnant, you hear my voice, come out of these false Babylonian institutions and be the church. As I preach on my program all the time, we are the church. You know, what is the church is the wrong question. The question is, who is the church? We are the church. It's not a building. It's not an institution. It's not a denomination. It's not a system. It's not a religious government. We are the bricks being built into God's house, his habitation. We are the members of his body, and Christ is the head. And those who are hearing that call will come out of this harlot and her daughters and serve the true risen Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to have control of their lives. Please join us tomorrow night from 7 to 9 on God Is Not Religious, and Brother Terry's going to be back with us, and I'm sure Brother Jose will be online with us as well, and we will open these things up all the more. People, be praying. God is launching a new reformation, and he wants you to be part of it. Brother Jose?
Amen, brother. We have finished our time. I want to thank you to Terry. Join us. It's my pleasure and my honor to have such a great brother, such a courageous man here. Know that I have the same feelings for you, Danny. And Bambi, if you are hearing me, thank you for coming. I will join with much honor tomorrow on your show. And then I hope that you can hear Brother Ken Johnson, that you will bring a lot of information about the history of the text, the history of the Bible, okay?
Amen,
thank
brother.
You,
thank
Jose.
You. Thank you, Jose. God bless everybody listening.
God bless.
Come to Christ. Come to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night, and God bless you, all of you.
Bye.
Good night.